Let's see. The Young Postman. It's a dog's life. Interesting.
Mr. Postie, beam in your eye makes me think about winter in the sun. How come you never told me she was going away? Oh, oh, young postman.
Try sorting some of these letters. That'll make you feel better.
Oh, you're right, I suppose. There's no point moping all day just because you two think my new musical's rubbish.
Come on, Derek. Now, that's not true. Brian and I both think it's wonderful, don't we, Brian?
Of course, it's brilliant. What's the exact title again, Derek?
It's A Dog's Life.
Oh, yeah. No, I really like it. Some bits are really good. I love that really funny song in the middle, just after Mincefleet dies.
What funny song?
I don't know what Brian's talking about, Derek. I found that bit very moving. Have you shown it to anyone?
Well, actually, I got a reply today from the manager of a top West End theatre company.
Wow, that's impressive. Oh, go on, Derek, read it to us.
Oh, all right. Dear Derek, I receive literally hundreds of musicals each week dealing with life as seen through eyes of a household pet. And yours is no exception. Sadly, I must therefore return your musical to you, but it's a free country, and you can still send me anything else you write. Yours sincerely, Peter Hall.
Wow! That's a look. Fantastic, Derek! Yeah. A reply from Peter Hall! Well done! It's quite encouraging, too, in a way.
Well, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's send me anything else you write. Well, that's practically a commission, really.
Brian, you just dropped a postcard. Oh. Don't worry, I'll get it. Hang on. It's addressed to Terry Wogan.
Who's it from?
Wow, it's from David Bellamy.
No!
Yes, wait a minute. Here we are. Dear Terry, here I am in the Cotswolds making one of my famous nature programmes about plants, which is more than I can say for you with your wiggy hair and sad old chat show. I even preferred you when you were a tuppenny halfpenny DJ on Radio 2. At least then we couldn't see your hopelessly cheap suits. Yours, David Bellamy.
Frankly, I think that David Bellamy's well out of order there. Terry's chat show's topped the ratings for longer than I can remember.
That's right. I don't readily recall the last time David Bellamy conducted a revealing interview with Madonna.
Yeah. It's just sour grapes, really. David hardly ever gets on telly nowadays, and he's just jealous of Terry Wogan's success.
Quiet, everyone. Here comes Mr. Tilbury.
Morning, Mr. Tilbury.
Let me pass, young man. I'll not suffer to be intimidated by the likes of you. A word in your ear. You're new here, aren't you, lad?
Well, not that new. I joined 2 years ago last September.
I know your game, Cracklethwaite. They'd struggle on as their fathers did before them if it weren't for you stirring them up with your fancy talk of unions and strikes.
But my name's Brian Dobson.
Don't you try your bully boy tactics on me, young man. There's no problem in this factory that blackleg labour can't cure. There's lads in Ottershaw Mill would kill for your job, and don't you forget it.
What's Ottershaw Mill?
Hey, come on, you two. It's time for a cup of tea in the canteen.
Hey, let's have the radio on. We'll just catch the end of the news.
And finally, the Russian government have announced a search for a European cosmonaut to join the payload of the Russian space probe Java on its forthcoming mission to the planet Jupiter. Prospective applicants will probably have to take a very difficult space exam early tomorrow morning. Here's Martin Davidson with a full report from Moscow.
I'm here in Moscow, where the Russian government, in the building just behind me, have launched a quest for a Western cosmonaut to join the payload of the Russian space probe, codenamed Java, on its mission to Jupiter. Few officials here in Moscow were willing this afternoon to commit themselves as to the timing of the difficult space exams, but the unofficial word here in Moscow is that they will probably take place sometime early tomorrow morning. Martin Davidson in Moscow.
And now, oddly, here's Kenny Dalglish with the weather.
Oh, it's too early in the season to make any cast-iron predictions.
Amazing. Wow. Imagine that. A trip to Jupiter on a Russian space probe.
Let's do it. Let's take the Russian space exam early tomorrow morning.
Oh, yeah. Good idea, Brian. They're bound to jump at the idea of taking three postmen along. Wait till I tell them that I've got a full driving licence. I'll be top of the list.
There's no need to be like that, Derek. All the same, Brian, I'm not sure if it is a good idea myself. We haven't got very long to revise. I mean, how do we know what's going to come up?
Well, I suppose we need to learn the names of all the planets in Russian. Einstein's theory of relativity is a banker.
Well, we'd better go to Swansdon Central Library and get out lots of books on science.
Oh, God, all right. Come on, then. I'll give you a lift in the delivery van.
Hey, Derek, Sue and I have found two of the most amazing books. Take a look.
The Osborne Book of Stars and Planets. Hey, very good, Brian. Suddenly, all my reservations about the utter futility of this exercise seem completely unfounded. And what's this? Desmond Morris's book, Man Watching. What do we need this for?
Oh, that's just in case you need a cheap excuse to look at naked women while we're revising.
Oh, good.
Let's get out of here, you two. It smells of old ladies' tights. Oh, did you bring your library card, Brian?
Oh, no. It's at home.
Oh, heck. What do we do now? We can't leave the books here because we desperately need them to pass the space exam. And someone else might take them out at any minute.
Maybe we could reserve them and collect them later.
Brian, we'd lose valuable revision time.
Oh, let's face it, let's pack in the whole idea.
What about if I join the library again and get a new card?
Don't be a fool, Brian. Do you really want to take that kind of risk for the sake of this ridiculous space exam? If they catch you, they'll take away all your borrowing rights. You'll have a criminal record and Mr. Tilbury will probably have to sack you.
Derek's right, Brian. It's too much of a risk. The only chance we've got is to overpower the librarian when she tries to stamp the book. Come on, it's now or never.
Okay, Sue. Look, give me the books.
Right.
You two go and wait in the van.
Okay.
Hello. I'd like to take these two books out, please.
Hi. I'll just put the class marks into the computer. Do you have your library card, sir?
Okay. The book stops here.
Ah! He's got a gun!
Okay, take it nice and gentle, and no one is going to get hurt. Pass the books to me. Slowly. Both hands where I can see them. Now. Give me the date stamp. Easy now.
Now what's going on down here?
Eat lead, sucker. I had to waste the head librarian.
Did they ask to see your card?
We'd better get a move on. That exam probably starts early tomorrow morning and we've got some cramming to do.
Let's all go to my flat and revise. It'll be just like in the films.
Oh, what films?
Oh, you know, Sue, like that new film with Burt Reynolds, where he goes back to his crummy flat with a couple of postal workers and revises for a Russian space exam. I think so, yes.
Don't be so mean, Derek. Come on, before we know it, it'll be time for the exam.
Good morning, candidates. My name is Anatoly Vazma. Welcome to Cosmonaut Aptitude Examination for Java Space Program. A successful candidate will join crew of the Java Space Rocket on their voyage to Jupiter and will be individually responsible for a series of important scientific experiments. I firmly believe that forthcoming space mission provides a historic opportunity for involvement of British people in future of exploration of space and of improving the relationship between our two great countries. Spazibo. Mikhail is tearing up some pieces of paper. Pass them round and don't forget to put your name at the top. First question, number one. I am largest planet in the solar system. I am 480 million miles from the sun. I begin with J. What am I? Last question, number 20. My career began on Noel Edmonds' multicolored swap shop. I did the bit where they travel to a rainy car park to swap things. Who am I? Okay, that is the end of the examination. Swap papers with the person next to you and mark while I read out the answers. Number one, largest planet in solar system. Name begins with J. Answer is Jupiter.
Yes.
And the last question, number 20. Answer is Keith Chegwin. Okay. Has everyone got their papers back now? Stand up if you got less than 5 out of 20. Between 5 and 10. Between 10 and 15. Between 15 and 20. Congratulations, Brian. How many did you get?
19 out of 20. Oh. I was completely stumped by the one about Keith Chegwin.
Don't worry about that, Brian. It was only in there because we thought we should have 20 questions. Seemed like the best number, you know. Let's step outside. Your rocket is ready and waiting.
Better just say cheerio to my friends. Won't be a minute.
Well done, Brian.
So you believe in us then?
Yeah.
On the Russian space rocket.
To Jupiter?
Well, yeah.
What if Mr. Tilbury finds out?
Sid,
Brian!
You say.
No, you.
No, go on. Say what you were going to say.
It's just that I'm coming with you.
What?
I'm coming with you.
Don't be a fool, Sue. It's incredibly dangerous in outer space. It's no place for a woman. Something might happen to you. And besides, you failed a Russian space exam. It wouldn't be fair on the others.
Exams aren't fair, Brian. Don't you see? There's no way you can assess a person's merits and abilities by such an inhuman, arbitrary process. Derek's the one you should be pointing your finger at anyway. He only managed 3 out of 20.
Derek.
It's all your fault anyway. If you hadn't hogged the book of stars and planets all night, then Sue and I might have had a bit of a look in.
That's not fair. I didn't mean to keep it to myself. I just got interested. Oh, never mind. I can see your point.
What is the problem here, Brian? Rocket is ready for takeoff.
I'm sorry, Anatoly. It's all off. I just can't leave Sue and Derek. Perhaps what this has taught me is that friends are more important than rockets.
Okay, no problem. They can come, too. Hmm? So we take a bit less oxygen, pack a smaller landing chute, and co-pilot stays home. No big deal. But please, hurry. We don't have much time. Make your way over to the rocket. Hey, here's the keys. Hey, look. There's a little lucky Mickey Mouse on the key fob, eh?
Oh. Well, here we are at the rocket. Before we know it, we'll be soaring up into the cosmos.
Don't you think they should have given us some training on being an astronaut before we go? You know, a workshop or something.
Oh, let's not worry about that now, Derek. We've got a space mission to fly. Put your bags in the boot. I'll drive.
Bags sit in front.
No, don't be silly, Sue. There's no such thing as front or back in the isotropic endless waste of space. Besides, I need more legroom and Brian's driving.
But own way.
Okay, everyone. Here goes.
Try giving it a bit of choke.
Turn that down, please, Sue. I hate classical music. It's very distracting when I'm driving.
It's not my fault. I can hardly hear it back here.
It's terribly stuffy, don't you think? I'm getting a bit of a headache.
I think we ought to go a bit faster, though, Brian. At this rate, we won't have much of the day left when we get there.
Look, Sue, wait till we hit a bit of a clear stretch and then I'll hit the hyperspace button, all right?
Oh, okay.
How am I doing behind, Derek?
You're all clear behind, Brian. Should we be wearing space suits or something?
Right. Hold on, everyone. Here goes. Jupiter, here we come.
Wow. Oh, no. Slow down, Brian. It's the police.
I'll just pull in behind this nebula.
He's pulled up behind us. He's got out. He's floating towards us.
Brian, you want to open the window?
Is this your vehicle, sir?
No, not exactly. It was lent to me by a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm. And who might that be, sir?
Anatoly Vazhma.
The head of the Russian space programme.
Mm. I see, sir. You do realise that you were travelling at nearly 95 times the speed of light, don't you, sir?
I'm sorry, officer. I must have pressed the hyperspace button by mistake.
Very well, sir. This time I'll say no more about it, but be a bit more careful in the future. On your way.
It's terrible. It's terrible. We've been cautioned by the police. I think I'm running out of oxygen.
Oh, stop being so melodramatic, Derek. You've done nothing but complain since we took off. We're all a bit short of oxygen. This is a self-catering space flight. I mean, what do you expect? Just accept it.
Jupiter's probably not too far away now anyway, Derek.
Actually, Brian, here it is. Just up ahead on the left.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Wow.
Jupiter, the largest planet in the solar system. Here we go. Keep an eye open for somewhere to park.
She's breaking up, Captain. She can't take any more.
Pardon, Derek?
Sorry, I got a bit carried away. Sorry.
Watch it, everyone. We're coming into land.
Do you think Anatoly will want this back?
Oh, come on, you two. This is Jupiter. Let's go and explore.
Yeah.
Can anyone smell gas?
Don't be stupid, Derek. Jupiter is a gaseous planet.
Oh, yeah, all right. Oh, what's the betting? Some alien traps us and sets us to work as slaves in some sordid underground plutonium mine.
I'll ignore that remark, Derek. Hey, I saw some foldaway chairs in the boot. Maybe we could get them out and have a little bit of a picnic?
Silence! How dare you stain the face of our beautiful planet? This is not a designated picnic area.
Who's that?
It's a fastidious member of the alien Jovian race.
Greetings, alien Brian.
Oh, my God! That's incredible! How did you know my name? You read my mind.
Incorrect, Brian. I have penetrative neutron vision. Your name has been sewn onto the waistband of your underpants.
Oh, that's really clever. Greetings, Xanos.
Impossible. How did you know my name?
Joking. What? Xanos? Is that right? Thank you. Oh, it's just a guess.
You have journeyed from a planet far away. I'm sorry, I must stop being so formal.
Have you come far?
From Earth, actually.
No, really. Whereabouts on Earth?
Swanston?
You're joking. I knew someone from Earth. Do you know Miguel Amorotos from Paraguay?
Miguel Amorotos? Mm-hmm. He was a pen friend for 2 years when I was at school.
No!
Yes.
Oh, it's quite a funny story, actually. We kidnapped him from an isolated car park at Paraguay Airport and left him in rural Shropshire. Yeah, he was really nice about it, though. We really wound him up, saying that we were intergalactic warlords from the outer reaches of the universe and that he'd be our spokesman for the human race, that sort of thing. So, what brings you to Jupiter, then?
Well, we won a competition, actually.
Shh, Brian. We don't want to sound rude. We're just looking, really.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and we've come to perform some important scientific experiments.
Oh, well, I'm afraid you've come at rather a bad time for all that sort of thing. You've chanced upon a culture in great peril.
Oh, dear, what sort of peril exactly?
Well, who wants to know? It so happens we're running out of water or a vital source of energy or paper anchors or something like that.
That's awful. Brian, how is this noble alien race to survive without paper hankies or something?
Oh, good Lord, I almost forgot. I have to make you all helpless prisoners in our huge sordid plutonium mines. I shall summon the master of the dungeons on my intergalactic communicator.
Hello? Not bloody time you call this.
Oh, hello, is that Thargon? Listen, Thargon, could you nip over in the Skodatron and collect some alien postmen for incarceration in our sordid plutonium mines?
Damn, just when I've got into me cryogenic suspension. All right, give me a minute to thaw and I'll be right over.
So, here we are in the subterranean plutonium mines of the planet Jupiter, curiously silent but for a lone dripping tap.
Shh, quiet everyone. Here comes our relentless taskmaster, the alien they call Thargon.
Ah, there you are. Right, you lot, take these crude implements and dig around in the soil a bit. If you see a lump of plutonium, give me a shout.
know something? He really reminds me of somebody.
God, God, Brian. I think Derek's really hit on something there. By a bizarre freak of nature, we have chanced upon the antimatter equivalent of Mr. Tilbury, our supervisor at Swanson Central Post Office. Oh. What a glorious day for the proponents of the dark matter theory of modern cosmology.
Well, that's that then. My musical will never be discovered now.
If only we could escape.
You're ridiculous, Brian. We're in enough trouble as it is.
Why don't we see what's behind this door? Maybe there's a secret passage leading to the surface.
Sometimes when you lose your mind.
Noise.
Listen. Look. Over there in the distance. That lonely figure with the electric guitar.
Billy Bragg.
He must have come here to practice some of his famous political songs. We'd better close the door and leave him in peace.
What are we going to do now? There's a possible escape route through that door, but we can't risk disturbing Billy Bragg's rehearsal schedule.
That's right. He does a lot of live work, and he's probably busy writing songs and preparing for a tour of England.
Wait a minute, you two. I've got a plan. See that air vent over there?
What, that tiny grate on the other side of the lift shaft?
That's right, Derek. If I take this pickaxe and attach this rope, like so, and give the other end of the rope to Brian,
right?
Yeah. I can fashion our means of escape. Watch this.
Wow.
Get ready to take my weight, Brian. I'm going to climb along the rope over the gaping lift shaft and escape through the air vent on the other side.
Oh, isn't that a bit dangerous?
This is no time for caution, Derek. Ready, Brian?
I don't believe it. We've done it. We've escaped from the Jovian plutonium mine.
Wait a minute, though, Brian. Who was holding you the end of the rope while you made your way across?
Don't be picky, Derek. We've escaped. And that's the important thing. We've just got time to perform our important scientific experiments. Derek, you're in charge.
Right, so, Brian, put this piece of copper in a Bunsen burner flame and see what colour it goes. Then, see if it floats on water. And write the answer down in your lab book. And I'll go and make some copper sulfate solution and throw it at Sue.
Well, there you are. What do you lot think you're playing at? You can't just go skipping off in the middle of a shift, you know. I've got a sordid plutonium mine to run.
Damn. My plucky attempt at escape has been thwarted.
Wait a minute, Sue. I've got an idea. I have a plan which will save your planet from its imminent destruction, and I will share it with you, Thargon, in return for our freedom.
Done. Let's hear it, then.
My colleague, Derek here has written a musical called It's a Dog's Life. It's all about looking at everyday life from the point of view of a household pet.
Oh? Brian, you promised you wouldn't tell anybody.
Rubbish, Derek. Genius will out. Kafka instructed Max Brod to destroy Metamorphosis. You told me to keep quiet about Dog's Life. And now the time is right.
We'll put Derek's musical on here in Jupiter and everyone will come and we'll save the planet.
This is really kind of you all. Derek, are you sure you don't mind?
Well, sure. You go ahead. You know, it'll be an honour.
Thargon, you tell everyone to come, and we'll go and get changed, ready for the performance.
Right. I'm off to spread the word. See you this evening.
Brian, what a brilliant trick. How clever of you to think of tempting him with Derek's musical. This will give us our chance to escape.
What do you mean? I thought you suggested the musical because you liked it.
Oh, don't be so sensitive, Derek. I keep telling you, there's honestly nothing wrong with your musical. Quick, everyone, we haven't got a minute to waste.
Come on.
Dog's Life, it's your 5-minute call, Dog's Life.
Brian, the zip is stuck on my costume.
Stand up a minute. There you go. Oh, your tail's a bit tangled as well.
I still don't understand how performing my musical will help save the planet.
Shh, Derek, the curtain's about to rise. Everyone into their positions.
It's a dog's life. When you're down at your master's heel, it's a dog's life. When you're begging for a meal,
Bad. Not bad at all. For amateurs.
Oh, it really had its moments. Come on, we ought to go backstage for a word.
Well done. Not the worst I've seen by a long chalk.
Thargon and I both
watched all of it.
Well done, Derek. Really, well done. I really like it. I love that funny song in the middle just after Mincelick dies.
What funny song?
Anything else in the pipeline?
Well, that's what I should ask. Well, one or two things, you know. Bit of hospital radio. Well, not a musical. No, not this time. One's quite enough. I think I've learned my lesson.
So, that's that then. The planet is saved. Well, mustn't keep you.
That's right. Don't want to hold you up. I expect you're keen to get back to Earth and all that. Hmm? But if you're ever passing through, just give us a bell. Maybe we could go for a drink or something, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, cheerio. Bye.
Well, it's lucky we all managed to make it back in time for work this morning.
Oh, wait a minute, everyone. I found a letter addressed to David Bellamy. Hey, and it's in Terry Wogan's handwriting.
Ooh, it must be a reply to the caustic postcard Bellamy sent him from the Cotswolds. What does it say?
Dear David, I am pleased to hear that filming for your new nature series is going well. I hope for your sake that someone is awake to watch it when it is finally broadcast at 6:30 in the morning on BBC Two. As for my wiggy hair, at least it grows on the top of my head and not over the entire surface of my body as yours seems to. Fungus face. Yours, Terry Wogan.
Well, I'm glad to see that Terry's bouncing back, but, you know, there's no need for him to stoop to David's level.
Oh, you know, Terry's probably very tired and irritable at the moment after being on TV all the time interviewing people. And David's tactless postcard just caught him at a snappy moment.
Shh, everyone, here comes Mr. Tilbury.
Quick, lads, quick. There's been a flash-up at the pit. There's 15 lads trapped in the cage and a good 30 below. Jack Tanner's one of them.
Who's Jack Tanner?
Poor Mr. Tilbury, eh? If only he knew about our exciting private lives.
Private Lives? What a brilliant name for a musical.
The Young Postman starred Ben Miller as Brian, John Thompson as Derek, and Felicity Montague as Sue and the Librarian. Jim Barclay as Mr. Tilbury and Thargon, and Alistair McGowan as Davidson, Anatoly and Zarnos. The part of Jack Tanner was played by Ian McKellen. The Young Postman was written by Ben Miller, music was by Murray Gold, and the producer was Gareth Edwards.